Cold Sleep by Adele Gardner. Inspired by the photograph Cold Storage by Richard C. Eisner in the collections of the Mariners Museum. After hours, this gallery is silent as the snow in Eisner's photograph of winter boats. As your blue lips, your mustache stiff with frost. You would have been my husband, but you're trapped, frozen in time, your young life sealed like this photograph where snow last fell 50 years ago, where snow's still falling, like the living breath caught in your cryonic chamber, suspended in crystals on lips that almost speak. Within the picture's glass, the snow still whispers, fat flakes building padded layers, protection against the freezing of my heart. The snow that kills can keep one alive, warm in a hollow, dug under a blizzard's bank, snow shielded from wind and cold. Safe in trapped warmth like this hole where I hid you, a freezer unit to shield a spark of life from chill of death. The brochure is promised hibernation, not burial. Your last moment locked forever in time, like these boats rocking alone in the water. The day you left this world, it began to snow. Cold, wet flakes, a thick, blanketing layer that softened your staggering steps to the car where I wrapped you in afghans. Our wheels skidded on slick streets, the snow blurring the boundaries of lanes, slowing our pace and cushioning our bumpers to soften any blow. It was late. Clouds and street lamps had hidden all the stars. We swore to an eternity together, so I sealed you in a tomb built for sleep, not death. But now I can't find my way in to dream beside you. My heart is in cold storage. On visiting days, I enter the private chamber where the only light glows within these cases floating motionless in a sea of black. Faces lit behind glass plates, while darkness shrouds metal canisters. These sealed ships showing only the heads, solemn identities suspended in nothingness, shining like cold stars. I stand rigid, my knuckles white, watching your calm, quiet face adrift in your funeral barge, where you wait with bated breath as my breath fogs the glass. Then I wander, blind, into the gallery, this exhibit full of photographs, still lives that shield stilled lives. I stumble to the bench beneath Eisner's boats, my solace, the photograph you loved, the one thing that grants me something of your peace. This captured world's so much like yours. Snow fills the boats, your veins. Both worlds are sealed by arcs, one bound by anchor chains. The sweep of flakes, the drooping brush of snow-laden boughs, the slow curve of gray boats, stark with snow. In the other, silver bands of titanium arch around your icy cylindrical prison in crisp, clear lines, as round as your wedding band, whose pristine platinum nestles in black velvet in my bureau drawer. In Eisner's world, snow fogs the distant shore, but there's no fog inside the glass, where nitrogen numbs the poison of your wounds. Love in suspension, the breath lodged in your throat like Snow White's apple, the promise of your glass prison much like hers, or Arthur's marble tomb on Glastonbury Tor. That here you slumber nearly, airtight, no breeze, no breath, this hush, so cold, all sound stilled like Eisner's lake, covered in snow. Where the wind whispers yet, beyond the boundaries, to what I know. You're not awake, not alive, not dead. Frozen solid like fish trapped beneath ice, like these boats, their metal too cold to touch. Time sealed behind glass. I dare not break the ice. I captured you in the moment of death. Yours? Mine? This cryonic stasis can't cure either of us, halting both time's destruction and power to heal. The snow preserves, but does not promise life. Your brow is clear of the years I carry now, from traveling forward while you slumber, a numbed eternity. Both you and the boats still new, still fresh with life. If you dream, you might climb in and row away. If I stare till my eyes sting, I can see you rising from your bed to step into a world where boats knock slowly, their hollow echo muffled by time, by snow. You dream, nestled in the softness, piled low in seats, in boughs. As long as I don't try to wake you, I have hope. The soft line of your cheek and jaw promises not death, just cold storage. Sleep well.